Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Work hard in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, darling.
You're listening to the Molly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
The Dolly McCarthy Show. This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
NapervilleAlarm.com is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving Naperville families and businesses for over 13 years. Providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NapervilleAlarm.com customize a security system to suit your needs. System monitoring starting at $19 per month. And Dolly McCarthy Show listeners will receive 20% off installation. Visit NapervilleAlarm.com/Dolly Promo to receive your discount. The Naperville Park District, they provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life in your community. Check out NapervilleParks.org. Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Check out NapervilleTrolley.com. Ding, ding. Arthur Murray Dance. They have locations now in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way. Check out Arthur Murray, Naperville.com. And the Dolly McCarthy Show is proudly sponsored by Brejean Couture. It's your day, your dress. It's time to say yes. Whether you're getting married or going to prom, they've got the perfect dress for every occasion. Check out Brejean Couture at 827 North Washington Street in Suite 103 in downtown Naperville.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manel Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression-free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers. Voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
Darling, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Darling, let me be. Teddy bear.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show. You get it? I've said it enough, haven't I, in the last 7 minutes of the show? The show opening has gone along. We want to make sure you know you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. I have to do that for insurance reasons. good to be here, everybody. Glad you're with me this week. We've got a lot of great guests on the show today. My favorite band of all time is in the house, Love Money. Hey, hey. They're here. They're sitting with me in the studio. Yep.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Buzz is here. D is here.
Definitely.
Where's Jerry?
He couldn't make it.
Jerry's not here. He is hard working man.
He's a busy man.
Yes.
He wanted to be here. Yes. He did.
We're gonna have to pick on him later on. Buzz and D are here from Love and Money, my favorite band in Chicagoland. Hey, that rhymes. But they are going to have to be quiet. I'm going to turn your mics off because I have a couple of guests before you.
That's
you cannot
fine.
Talk. No,
it
I'm kidding.
It is so hard talk. For me to be quiet, but I'm going to be quiet. I will do it.
You can talk. It's Dolly from the Dolly McCarthy Show. I'm with you every show, I would hope, you know. And every week, as you know, what do I do? D, you know,
look
I bring
beautiful.
You what? What do I bring you?
Good news, a good show.
Good guests.
Good times.
And at least
good
one
times.
Good.
Good times.
Good laughs.
Yes.
He always listens to the show, and then he like sends me.
I love
a
you,
message.
Aunt Dolly.
Oh, okay.
I love
yeah,
you too,
yeah.
Jakey.
Yeah. We got to do some more promos.
That's my nephew, Jake.
That's fun.
He's just hilarious. That was from Christmas, like
How
a couple
old is
years
he?
Ago. He is now 4.
Oh,
I
that's cool.
Say. Yeah, he's so funny. He's
babies
just the funniest
are, babies are way easier to give a horseyback ride to
the
than
age.
When they're 15.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I've never given him a horseback ride.
Try it.
Now
it's
I'm thinking I need to do that.
I love that.
Well, you know, every week we give you good guests. We also have a phone number you can call in to the show and listen. You can listen and call in and try to win stuff. We're giving away, what are we giving away today? Oh, I got tickets for Stars on Ice. So I should throw that out there. Yeah, Allstate Arena.
Do you have midnight pizza with D?
Do we want to give away a midnight pizza
that.
Party with
D? D's wife is the best cook on earth.
How about free entry to base camp on Saturday?
Let's do that.
Oh, yeah.
Love and Money's playing at base camp Saturday the
7th.
Right? Mm-hmm. At base camp. It's a new bar. It's really a cool place.
Yeah.
Recently in Lyle.
Remodeled, new owner.
Beautiful. It's right by the skiing hill, Four Lakes Skiing Hill.
Oh, yeah.
It's
How about Potter's?
Mountain.
Yeah.
Potter's on Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th.
Of March.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Little St. Paddy's Day stuff.
Yeah. So we're going to give away free tickets to see Love and Money because it's like $50 to get in to
yeah.
see you guys, right?
No.
I'm kidding.
No.
You have a pizza party with D and Buzz.
You'd have tumbleweeds
pizza
going
party.
Through. Holy cow.
All right. Quickly. Stars on Ice. You guys be quiet.
Sorry.
Allstate Arena is giving away tickets to Stars on Ice. And guess who's in this one? This one is March 21st. Our own Naperville's own Evan Lysacek is going to be back in town. He's the Olympic gold medal. You can talk. I'm just kidding. You know, he's the Olympic gold medalist from I forget what year it was. A couple years back.
Check. It's got to be somewhere.
We'll Google that.
West.
So Evan Lysacek's back in the house. We're going to try to get him on this show and talk to us about what he's been doing since Dancing with the Stars and. His Olympic gold medal win. But Stars on Ice, we got tickets to give away, so you can call in and win or send me a message on Facebook or tweet about the show, and I will pick a random winner, too. I'm also, not many people know this. I only mention it online, but I'm going to mention it here. I'm giving away a free overnight at the Chicago Marriott Naperville, they call it. I got it in a row. Chicago Marriott Naperville. Giving away a free overnight stay to all my new likes and follows on Facebook and Twitter.
2010.
And, oh, Evan Lysacek. Yes, he won the gold medal in 2000. Thank you.
That's
Five
the guy.
Ago?
D's got his poster up.
Holy God.
D's got his poster up in the studio.
Do you really have Evan Lysacek?
He does.
Is it autographed?
Cool.
Is it autographed?
Yeah.
Very cool. I know. I'm a huge fan of him. Love him. And I love his family. Good family. So anyway, come out. I'm going to go to Stars on Ice on March 21st and see Evan skate. And we also have, I got to mention this, Saturday night, guess where I'm going?
Where? Where? I'm just
this
going through
weekend,
puberty.
This whole weekend is about blinging it on. Because, well, tomorrow night, we're going to get to that. My first guest, we're going to talk about tomorrow night, Friday night. For those of you who are listening on Sunday, sorry, you're going to miss out on this. Because the show, you know, you
were all blinged out at the Hollywood Boulevard.
That was last weekend, yeah.
Yeah, with
that
Mankind.
Was fun time. So this Friday night, we've got... a bling event for you. I know you all love to bling it on, and we're going to talk more about it. It's called Bling Burgers and Brews. It's a fundraiser for pancreatic cancer. So this is Friday night, tomorrow night.
Right.
I'm a little slow today. I'm trying to find where it's at, but my first guest will tell us all about it. We're going to get to that in a minute. But Saturday night, I got to mention this. This is the charity that's near and dear to my heart. This Saturday night, Costa Kane County, March 7th, is having their Children's Champion celebration. It's a black and white diamond ball.
Awesome.
So I'm going to be blinging it up. Why did my voice just change like that?
Everyone should go there. Mine's changing as well.
March 7th at the Q Center in St. Charles. I don't know. It might be sold out by now. But we are very proud to be a sponsor of this event. CASA was established in 1988. It supports and represents the best interests of over 550 probate and abused or neglected children within the King County Juvenile Court System. There's a CASA in DuPage. There's CASAs all over the state. There are some states that don't even have a CASA. So if you're listening and your state doesn't have one, maybe you should take this as a sign from God that I'm sending you this message and you could start a CASA
Definitely.
In your town. But CASA I'm really proud to be a part of CASA, and I don't do really what they do. I just help promote it, and someday I want to be a CASA volunteer and be a part of these children's lives. But these CASA volunteers, they work for free, and they dedicate hours and hours to these
God
children,
bless them.
And they stay with their designated child, sometimes up to 2-3 years in that court system.
That's awesome.
And they just guide them. Thank God for CASA.
Yeah.
Okay, and then finally, we Tri-City Family Services invites you all to a gala celebration. Gala? Gala?
Gala.
How do you say it?
Gala.
Tomato? Tomato? Gala?
Potato, potato.
Gala?
Galala?
It's their 26th annual benefit and auction. Picture this, supporting health families. Maybe you meant to say supporting healthy families. Okay. It's Saturday, April 18th from 6 to 11. There's going to be dancing here and music by Martini Lunch. Next year they'll have love and money. At the Pheasant
right.
Run Resort in St. Charles, check them out. It's only $110 per person. A table of 10 is $1,000. That's not bad. Your company could pay for that.
Oh, easy.
Check out Tri-City Family Services. They do an amazing job. They are another not-for-profit that's near and dear to my heart, and they serve community members and organizations within Central Kane County. And they are an agency that is dedicated to strengthening families and building community. They provide affordable counseling and youth crisis intervention and prevention. And they've been on the show so many times, and we want to do a shout out to them. This is their biggest fundraiser of the year. I've gone for the last 3-4 years, and I hope that you all will consider joining me.
Good
to
people.
Event.
Good
okay.
people.
All right. Speaking of good people, this gal is good people. This, my first guest, Ann Zediker. Ann, are you there?
I'm there, Dolly. Thanks so much for having me today.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm glad you could call in. I saw a post a couple weeks ago that you made on Facebook about your efforts to raise money and awareness for pancreatic cancer research. And you have a walk every year in Naperville. But this weekend, you're going to kind of kick off that campaign with a Bling fundraiser. Tell us more about this.
The fundraiser is Bling Burgers and Brews, and it is a fundraiser for pancreatic cancer. It's Friday night at 6 o'clock at the locations of It's a Bling Thing and Jackson Avenue Pub as well.
Those are both in downtown Naperville, right across the street from each other. You know, you
right
are a genius.
Right across the street.
You're a genius to include Bling. You got all the women with that. But then they bring their guys out, brews and what was the other word?
Burgers and brews.
Yes.
Isn't this crazy?
He should
I
do it. He and I could
morning.
Do a promo. Bling the noise.
Let's do it. Can you guys come up with something real quick?
Sure.
You know, Love and Money, the band Love and Money is in the house, so they're listening in on this. Anyway, I just love it. You are genius to come up with this because you found a way to have a fun event where both men and women can come and really
a
get something out of it.
A little bit for everybody.
Yeah. Okay, so tell us how the night will start. You can go into the Bling Thing and the percentage goes to pancreatic cancer research?
Yes, both establishments are going to have a portion of the proceeds donated to pancreatic cancer. So we kind of start off the night at It's a Bling Thing at 6 o'clock. At 6 o'clock, we'll have cupcakes from Small Cakes, popcorn from Kernels, and the Bling Thing is amazing. If someone has not been there before, it's the look you want for the price you love. They have
oh, yeah.
jewelry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Sunglasses, scarves. They have all the bling that you need, especially with spring coming up. So it's a perfect time to come in.
Get your bling on.
Get
and then
there.
Go get us a burger
and
a brew.
Over. Yep, head over to Jackson Avenue Pub. What we have even for the gentlemen there is we have free haircuts, vouchers from Sports Clips, Kids are welcome as well. So if you don't want to make dinner, ladies and gentlemen and families, come on over and have dinner there. There'll be some meat-free options, and they even have a specific kids menu.
Awesome. You could bring the kids. Now, look at that. You have come up with the perfect event, let me tell you, and all for a perfect cause. Let's talk about that. Ann Zediger, we go way back. I remember hosting your pancreatic cancer research walk. It's in Naperville every year, one summer. It was a time to get out there. You did a fabulous job on that, and you have that every year. This year is going to be your fifth walk?
This is the fifth year of the walk being in Naperville, and we're just thrilled that we can bring it to this great town, live in this town, work in this town, have fun in this town, and I know our town is so generous, so I'm very lucky to be able to bring it here again.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And so tell us why you are part of this. Are you... You have someone near and dear to you, obviously, that passed away from pancreatic.
Yes, I lost my father 5 years ago from pancreatic cancer, and it's a pretty strong cancer. It's one of the most lethal forms of cancers. And so to honor Dad, we have this walk every year in downtown Naperville on the Riverwalk. It's a family-friendly event. And the best part about this is it's something that the whole family can come to. The whole family can come out, they can have a great day, and at the same time know that you're helping support one of the most lethal cancers that is out there. It's the fourth leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S.
And, you know, one thing you sent me some statistics, and I appreciate you doing that because I want to read these. I had a family member near and dear to me who lost his mother to pancreatic cancer within 3 months. You know, it's very lethal. I mean, as soon as you're diagnosed, it really is a death sentence. There is no cure.
It is.
And
it's
one of the few cancers for which survival has not improved substantially in over 40 years. That's what you sent me, Anne. I want to read that.
Yeah.
You mentioned, it's the fourth leading cause of cancer-related death in the United States. It has the highest mortality rate of all the major cancers. 94% pancreatic cancer patients will die within 5 years of diagnosis. Only 6% will survive more than 5 years. 74% of patients die within the first year of diagnosis. And the average life expectancy after diagnosis with a metastatic, am I saying that right? Metastatic disease is just 3 to 6 months.
It's 4 syllables.
Correct.
Thank you, Buzz. I thought that was Dee that did that.
You know what? All the more reason to have people come out.
Yes.
So
we don't ever have to say that word again.
And find a cure.
Yeah, so I never have to say that word again.
Let's find a cure.
And thank you for sending this. And absolutely, you know, whenever I hear someone has this, it's like, oh, my God, there's no.
We need to fight it.
So, Anne, hats off to you.
All the love and money.
The best part about this walk is every dollar donated goes to pancreatic cancer research, and that's really the only hope we have.
Yes. Yes. So come on out tomorrow night, Friday night. If you missed it and you're listening to the show on Saturday or Sunday, which happens to people, and you missed this event, you can reach out. Do you have a Facebook page, Anne, or a website that people could go to and donate or be a part of the walk this summer? When is the walk? What date is that this summer?
The walk is going to be July 26th, and trust me, everyone will see it. We'll continue to promote it all over. We're going to get things rolling. As you know, this weekend we're kicking off our event with a fundraiser. There'll be tons of promotions out there for the event. It's a family-friendly event, and more information will be coming on the exact walk that'll be July 26th in downtown Naperville.
Thank you, Anne, so much for popping in, calling into the show. I wanted to have you back and talk more in detail about this. I saw this a couple of weeks ago, and I said, you know what, we can totally put the word out there and help you out with this because, first of all, it sounds like a really fun event, and second of all, great cause. And I know you've been working just incredibly for the last 5 years on finding ways to get money to help find this cure, and you've been working so hard, so I appreciate all that you're doing. I'm sure a lot of families do too.
And rocks.
Thank you for all your support, everybody. Appreciate that.
We have like a laugh track and an applause track.
I'm like
here.
A little monkey. Just tell me what to do.
All right, we'll see you Friday night, tomorrow night, Ann.
Good job, Ann.
Good
Thanks
luck with
so
everything.
Great. Take care.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Okay, Robbie Gold says that I'm the greatest gal on the radio. I'll take it. Thank you, Robbie Gold, for that. He sent that to me this week. But Love and Money's in the house. They sent me a lot of songs. I love your guys' songs. Thank you.
I want to say D's awesome.
Thank you, buddy.
Very good. Thank
yes.
you. Very
I can't
good.
Find my parade note. Oh, here we go.
Love
so my
the
next
promo.
Guest here. Guess I'm so excited about this. You know, I go to a lot of St. Patrick's Day parades. I try to go to as many as I can, but I've years and years lately in Naperville at their St. Patrick's Day parade, which is fantastic.
Dolly on the trolley.
Yeah. You're good. Buzz, I love this. But this year I'm so excited. I'm actually going. Well, every year I go to this parade, but. I'm going to Chicago's parade on the 14th, so I'm going to show my kids the Green River. You know, they've never seen the Green River. I grew up going to that parade, and my kids have always been in Naperville.
Have you ever had green beer?
Yes, I have.
Oh, it's good.
Have you ever? I won't even ask you that. Never mind. That'll be afterwards. Maybe at the bar, at the pub, we'll ask that question. Whenever you ask someone if they've ever had green beer, the next question is always... something that follows.
Everybody. I did not even think of that.
But we digress.
Okay, we are back on. This is the Dolly McCarthy Show. Let's do a quick promo here. Let's get a Love and Money one. Can't find it.
Love and Money.
Love and Money. Why don't you do something live? Come on.
All right. Just a quick one.
Go ahead. One.
10-minute one?
No. All right, forget it. Forget it. Lost it. Okay, so listen, I want to tell you all that I'm going to be next Sunday. I go to this parade. It's been like 12 years now this parade's been around. I grew up on the northwest side of Chicago. Everybody knows that. I talk about this a lot. Over by there. Belmont and Austin.
How you doing?
How you doing? My brother Tommy. I got to do a shout out to my brother Tommy.
That's a hot chick over there.
Oh, stop. You guys are really throwing the show off. I got to stay on track. So I'm really thrilled this year. I'm going to go to the parade again. But this year, I'm going to be co-hosting the St. Patrick's Day Parade on the Northwest Side. I'm back in my hood. I feel like I've made it. You know, I'm back in my old neighborhood.
Cool.
Calling the parade. Thanks to my new friend, Elizabeth Murray Bellcaster. She's my next guest on the show. Let's do a warm welcome. Hopefully I got her on. Yeah. Hey, Elizabeth, are you there?
Hey, Dolly. How are you?
I'm good. That was a horrible introduction. Elizabeth Murray Bellcaster, she is the founder and the parade coordinator. She's the founder of the Northwest Side Irish Parade, and she coordinates the parade every year. She's got a website. You could check out northwestsideirish.org. They also have a Facebook page when they put that all out there. Every year, the Northwest Side Irish Parade, I'm going to read what you sent me, Elizabeth. It's so cute.
Sure.
It's a celebration of faith, family and heritage on the northwest side of Chicago. Ain't that the truth? Those are my people. Faith-filled people, warm people, care about their families, big families over there. As you know, I'm one of 14 kids.
Oh, yeah.
And that was the average size. Elizabeth says, yikes. But, you know, I don't think that's the average size today.
Not anymore, Dolly. Yeah.
No, but anyway, so this parade is dedicated to the preservation. I love this. Furtherance. Buzz, did I say that word right?
Furtherance
and promotion of American, Irish, Celtic, and Gaelic traditions and history, which benefits the general public and our local communities. And they welcome all ethnic friends and family to join the Irish in celebration. After all, everybody's Irish or Irish at heart, right?
Great parade.
Hey, you know what, Elizabeth, you've done a great job for 12 years putting out this parade and bringing together the community. We've never had a big gathering on the northwest side, other than at the local pub.
Yeah, a lot of local pubs up here.
Yeah. So let's talk about how you decided one day, how did this come to you to start a parade on the northwest side?
Well, you know, it actually came from my father. My dad, Dan Murray, he's going to be 80 years old this year. My mom had passed away, and my dad was kind of looking for something to do. And I was running a couple little local parades. Even that sounds weird to me, like why was I running local parades? But I was. And then, you know, we kind of came up with the idea together. And he said, we should do a Northwest Side Irish Parade. And that's where it started 12 years ago. Started it in memory of my mom, who was, you know, a typical mom who had five kids in the house, but we always had 15 kids in the house because it was kind of that open door policy. So the parade actually runs on the route of where my family home was. So my brothers and sisters and our family is a big part of it. But it really started just based on that. So we're very proud of it, though.
What is your mother's name?
Judith Arlene Cregan Murray.
Oh, man. You don't want to get any more Irish than that.
Right. Exactly. So, and we continue that momentum. It's really about the families. We get so many great family groups out there. And for 12 years, we've hosted an after party at Immaculate Conception School, and those same families keep coming out. And it's grown. It's gotten bigger every year, and we're very proud of it. It's a lot of work. It's they've extended the route this year, so we're happy about that for the safety aspects of that. And we can talk about that a little bit more. But, you know, for the most part, it's a labor of love.
It sure is. That is really hard to do, put together a parade of that size. When you mentioned earlier you put together little parades here and there, small ones here and there.
Yeah.
I used to do that in my neighborhood. And my dad, growing up on the Northwest Side, every 4th of July, he would give us a flag, and all 14 of us kids had to go around the block and have our own parade.
The Flag Day, Edgebrook had a big Flag Day parade. I think they still do it every year. So, and that's what it was. It was the Norwood Park Memorial Day Parade. And then Edison Park Festival had a little parade attached to it. So when my kids were little, I was doing all that. And I think that's really where it started. So.
And everybody shows up to this. And let me point out, too, that after party, it's a fundraiser, too. You've done a lot of great things and donated a lot of money to Misericordia, which everybody in the Northwest Side loves and cares very deeply about. Misericordia, my mom, we grew up on the Northwest Side, but then they moved out to Oak Grove. But we go to Misericordia breakfast like almost every other month. My mom's got
It's a really special place, Misericordia. There's no question about it. Yeah.
And helmets to hard hats. Actually, I've never heard of this charity. You'll have to fill me in on that one.
Helmets to Hard Hats is an organization that does work with veterans, and it's basically the National Building Trades, an organization that they founded many years ago to help put veterans to work. So it's many of our unions, our plumbers, pipe fitters, the Teamsters, utility workers that have kind of collaborated in an effort to put veterans through training and apprenticeship programs. It's not a charity, but the veteran piece is near and dear to my heart. It's the work that I do all day long. I work for the Teamsters in doing training to placement programs. So that's always been part of the DNA of the parade, is making sure that we have guests and veterans in the communities are highlighted. Our VFWs are out there every single year. And that's really been a part of the parade since conception. My father was an Army veteran. My boss, Mick Yeager, who I work with every day, is a Vietnam veteran. And a lot of what we do day to day is about veterans and military families. So that aspect of it has stayed with us since we started the parade 12 years ago.
And I love that about this parade, too, because it just gives back and it honors and recognizes these charities, and especially I love the veteran piece. You know, on this show, I try to talk about that, because there's not enough discussion and reminders and commercials and people talking about our veterans. We got to keep the conversation going and the awareness going. You're also honoring someone very special in this parade, this Grand Marshal this year. Tell us about him.
Sammy Davis.
Yeah, Sammy Davis. So Sammy is a Congressional Medal of Honor recipient. He's from the Vietnam era. Sammy is who they kind of wrote the movie Forrest Gump. He's that character. And the movie embellished a lot of his life. But one thing I can say that's truthful is that Sammy Davis is as kind as Forrest Gump. Sammy's a great man. It's an honor to have him out at our parade. We're very, very honored and privileged. And again, that falls back into the piece of recognizing veterans and military families. You know, we have Memorial Day, we have Veterans Day. But every day we need to keep that in our back pocket and make sure that we're honoring those individuals. And we were really fortunate to have Sammy out. Typically, year to year, we do a Grand Marshal, but we also recognize a Humanitarian of the Year. And so we have a Grand Marshal and a Humanitarian, a Northwest Irish Humanitarian. And this year, Sammy will take both of those spaces because he really just fills all of it. So him and his wife, Dixie, will be coming out on Saturday, and everybody will have the opportunity to meet Sammy at the after party. He's going to come out and he's going to tell a little story for us at the after party. And it's something everybody should have the opportunity to see and do, and he's just a great human being and a real hero, a true American hero.
Truest of true American heroes.
Absolutely.
Steve from Love and Money's here. Steve from Love and Money's here. Yeah, that was him talking. Thank you, Dee.
Sure.
Yeah,
he
sure.
is.
Yeah.
And the after
won
party.
The Medal of Honor in Vietnam War.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a great human being, but he's as kind could be. I have to tell you, I've known Sammy for probably 10 years now, and Sammy still picks up the phone, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And, you know, Sammy's a little older than me. I'm not going to say by much, but he's just one of the kindest human beings you'll ever meet. And I'm really excited for the community and for that piece to be highlighted. Sammy travels the country talking about veterans and military families. He's out there every day. He's on the road every week, him and his wife, Dixie, to raise awareness to causes and works a lot with the Boy Scouts of America. So that's a piece that a lot of people don't know about Sammy. So in the days ahead, we'll have tidbits of more of the work that Sammy's doing, but having him in your space. And Sammy will have the medal with him. He carries that medal proudly. Having that medal with him and getting to be in the same space with him is a real honor and privilege. And the community on the Northwest side, to me, is the recipient of the goodness of that.
And let's talk about that community. That's my community, your community.
Mine, too.
Your community, too. But we, you know what? Anybody can come to the Northwest side and feel at home. You know, isn't that true, Elizabeth? You come into any church, pub, you know, Alderman Hall.
Yeah.
Do they have a church?
Yeah.
Church and pub, go in the same.
Church and pub. And actually, in some cases, that's truthful.
It's true.
More people would go to church.
I can't tell you how many times I had a beer with a few freaks at the carnival, the church carnival. Those are some of my best memories, too.
Oh,
all
yeah.
They really are. I agree with that.
Keyhole at St. Bird's and the carnival at in the beer tent. Hilarious. You know, some people not from that side might think that's kind of crazy, but it's just they're people.
Everybody
know?
Deserves a beer.
Yeah. So let's talk about the community, the people. You're going to have about 80 different units in this parade. Who's all?
Yeah, we're cutting it down to the wire right now. So our applicants are still coming in. Probably will be coming in until Wednesday. We get a lot of people that come in every year, and then they get to the last minute and they're like, oh shoot, I forgot to do the parade application. So we're still collecting. And we're excited about that. We've got, you know, the Trinity Irish Dancers. That group in its own is just amazing. They started out with us. And, you know, Dolly, the first year we did the parade, my dad and I, we probably had about 250 people out. Second year, it was about 20 below. Maybe we had 350. And last year, our numbers were like in the 30,000 mark. We had about 10 people deep. And it really is the community and the businesses up here that have really, really embraced it. And we're so proud of that. And I'm still that person 15 minutes before the parade. I'm like, oh, nobody's coming this year. This is going to be a bust. And every single year, I promise you, as I'm traveling the parade route in the morning, I'm like, nobody's going to come. And sure enough, they're all there. So, and we owe that to the community. Definitely, they have been such an important piece of it all. The local street that we run on Neola is a very, very family-oriented space for us. Now we have all those families that have parties along the parade route, but they keep it contained. And, you know, as we changed the parade route, one of our concerns was that we wanted to make sure that the neighborhood aspect of it, ceremonial, stayed the same. And we're going to continue that. But it's really in thanks to the community and how they have kept it a safe environment for their own families, for the families that are in the parade. That doesn't happen without having the support from the residents and the businesses in the city of Chicago on the Northwest side.
Absolutely. Listen to that woman talk. She sounds like a true Chicagoan.
Yeah.
And she is.
Yeah.
I'm talking to Elizabeth Murray Belcaster, who is the founder and the parade coordinator of the Northwest Side Irish. So if you're just tuning in, the parade is next Sunday. Not this Sunday. Next Sunday, March 15th at noon. Kicks off on the Northwest side. It'll start. Let's do a brief recap of the parade route.
Okay.
Where are you starting on this parade?
So we start out at Onahan School, which is at 6633 West Raven. And then we're south on Neola, which is a side street right off of Northwest Highway. So south on Neola. And then we go north up to Northwest Highway all the way to Harlem. So if you're a Northwest Sider, you probably know where the parade is. But if you're coming from another area, Northwest Highway and Nagel, the Kennedy. You can get off at Bryn Mawr, and it's right there. That corner at Northwest Highway and Nagel is where we're starting out this year, the staging part of it. If you're a spectator that wants to come and watch the parade, we have our review stand where Dolly's going to be with me this year at Northwest Highway and Raven. That's the corner of Northwest Highway and Raven. But for the most part, from Neola all the way up to Harlem, we've got spectators on both sides of the street. There's a couple really great little establishments up there that host events. The Iron Horse Bar is on the route. Mo Daly's is on the routes. So you can sit in those establishments and, you know, lots going on up there.
Yeah, those are great places to be. And actually, we'll be there for next Saturday. St. Patrick's Day Parade in Chicago is going to be Saturday. And I will see you, Elizabeth, at the Iron Horse, I think, right? Didn't we say we were going to meet up there? All my grade school buddies, high school buddies from the Northwest side, we're meeting up next Saturday at the Iron Horse. Well, we're going to first meet at Chicago Parade, then go to the Iron Horse. Then I'm sleeping at my brother's house on the Northwest side. I just love that. I'm giving everybody my schedule. And then I get up for the parade.
You could take the hide of
bed. Just down the street. I love this. I love
She can just roll out of bed and come to the review stand. She'll be fine.
Roll out of the floor.
We might just
the whole weekend is kind of like that, Dolly, anyway, on the north side. I mean, all the way from next weekend or this weekend, I know that the Edison Park community has their Sunday fun day, but from that point until St. Patrick's Day, I think everybody's just kind of rolling out of their space and going to where they need to be. But it is a celebration, and we're grateful that you guys are a part of it this year. I can't thank you enough.
I'm so thrilled, and this year a special part of this parade is, for those that are not able to make it out, it is going to be live streamed. This is the first year you're going to be doing it. And hopefully Comcast will pick it up and televise it. But I want to ask you, Elizabeth, you know, growing up, were you one of those kids that ditched school and went to Chicago's parade?
You bet I did. I have five brothers and sisters. We all did. We took the bus down there. We took the train down. And I think my mom and dad went with us. So I think that was part of what the history of St. Patrick's Day was. Traditionally, we all took off school and went down to the downtown parade and even the Southside parade. I have family that lives on the Southside, so we participated in that as well. They're great memories, though, and I think that that's probably part of why the community loves this, is they really feel like that they're a part of it. And I think, Dolly, those memories of going to the downtown parade, having that in your own community is like, hey, we got this up here. This is cool. And it creates new memories for their children and their grandchildren. It's an awesome day. I still love it. I have to tell you, I love a parade, and we're very proud of it.
And you do a great job putting on this parade. The only sad thing is the parade doesn't fall on a school day for kids anymore.
I know. Yeah, we used to have it the week before St. Patrick's Day, so we always had that Kashmir Pulaski as the holiday. And then the city asked us if we wanted to take that Sunday before St. Patrick's Day. We decided to do that. So I think people make it work in their schedules. You know, they take those vacation days that they have to. And but for the kids, it's a great day, too. Our after party, we get about 700 people there. And that's, you know, $10 for 5 hours of entertainment, food, drinks, and everything, and $5 for kids under 12. And we kept it that low simply because we wanted to make sure a family of five could come out and enjoy the day and really enjoy it, so we've kept those numbers down. But we're constantly fundraising for the parade, but those numbers are going to stay the same.
You keep it to a family of five, you know.
Absolutely.
Two,
well, they don't have families of 14 anymore, Dolly. I think there's a couple of them, but I'm not sure if they're all up here.
That's pretty big because most families are two kids, and so you're being realistic. Hey, family of five, you know, because still the Northwest side still is in general larger families, I think, than most communities across America.
I would agree with that. You know, I remember when we were kids, my mom and dad, you know, thinking about taking five kids anywhere, it was very costly, and I think we're consciously aware of that. We want to make sure that those families all have the opportunities at whatever income level they are, but if you've got five kids, that's a full day of everything. You don't have to pay anything extra for anything once you walk through the door.
And then you could throw an extra buck or two in the bucket to go towards a charity that you guys are supporting this year. Is there one specific charity you got earmarked for funds this year?
You know, we don't have anything this year because we're kind of keeping our focus on Sammy Davis. We typically every year, like you said, Ms. Accordi, the first parade that we did, we collected food for Chicago Food Depository. We had two garage fulls full of food with a very small parade. And each year we try to make sure that Mercy Home for Boys and Girls will be out this year. They're out every single year. Those spaces are always welcome in our parade, and we always do something with the groups that traditionally come out, like Mercy Home for Boys and Girls. So I would say this year it'll be Mercy Home for Boys and Girls because we don't have a charity attached to it, but they too are always a part of the DNA of the parade. We typically align it with somebody, but having Sammy out this year, we wanted to keep our focus on the veterans and military families. And that's not specific, that's always, you know, that's every day we need to be doing that. And part of the work, like I said, that I do independently is about veterans and military families, and we're doing training and credentialing on the military installations right now. So we wanted to focus on some of that this year.
You really are Northwest Side Chicago. This woman, Elizabeth Murray Belcaster, is the parade founder of the Northwest Side. You do what most people on the Northwest Side do. They go to work.
Yeah.
They're good to their families and their kids. They're volunteering nonstop. They're going to church. They're going to the pubs. I'm kidding.
Church first, pub later.
Yeah. We work hard, party hard. That's right. We're not all heavy drinkers over there. But, you know, that's a great
right.
–
those are
gathering places, the church halls and then the local – the corner pub. And that's where we talked about politics, kids, family.
A lot of politics.
Set people straight.
Yeah.
Hey, if you're online, you're going to hear it. And the thing about the Northwest Siders is we'll tell it like it is, but we're still family and friends. You know, to the end. I think I've had my friends from the Northwest Side since first day of kindergarten.
Wow, that's awesome.
We get together every other day. You got to do that. You got to stay in touch. Well, Elizabeth, thanks so much for stopping on the show. I can't wait to host this parade with you.
It's going to be fun, Dolly.
All those groups that are part of the parade, all those charities, those groups that support our children and families, and that's what...
Yeah. Got a lot of unions that come out to the parade, too. I mean, we try to maintain that working class component to it. And we've been very, very fortunate that the families that live in the community are also partners in marching the parade. So we have a lot of police and fire and city workers and trades and those organizations who have been a great support in lending support and funding the parade as well. The parade has cost money, but we've had a lot of good groups like that that have helped us pay it little by little.
Well, go to their website, northwestsideirish.org, and check out their Facebook page as well. And come to the parade. Bring the kids. There's plenty of parking. It's not like Chicago. It's free parking, family things. There's a lot of Irish, what do they call them, deli or just shops. You get some good brie.
You know, I'm Bruce Patrick Dooley.
Varieties.
Very Irish.
Oh, you. And, you know, I'm going to be playing Love and Money is in the house. We've got an Irish song. It's called Busty
LaRue.
They'll
be here soon.
I'm going to play that. But, Elizabeth, thanks so much for
Elizabeth.
Popping in.
Thank you.
Okay. You're awesome.
Thanks, guys. I will see you next week, but I'll see you this weekend, too, right?
That's right. I'll see you Saturday at Iron Horse. We're going to meet there.
Because
you know what we're doing? We're meeting at the Iron Horse.
It's two for one.
Figure out the parade stuff. We're meeting at the pub.
Yeah.
Nickel beer night.
Another reason to go to the pub. We have to have a meeting at the pub.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a tax write-off.
That's right. Hey, thanks so much, you guys. I greatly appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for stopping in. All right. We're going to
have a great day. There you go. Thank you.
I sing.
My favorite band in Chicago, Land, is here in the studio with me. I love these guys. You know, some. Let me just tell you, my theme song, let me play that real quick. Where is a quick one? Let's play the theme song.
Dolly, Dolly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the Dolly McCartney Show.
That's funky.
Love and Money wrote my theme song, and they also wrote this one. This was when I had my sports show. Let me play this one.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Sports talk, hey,
hey,
with Jesse, he's a jack of all trades. He knows a lot about a lot of
the Bears. He's 88.
So get Desmond on the line. Get Desmond on the line.
Desmond, we should call Desmond right now because he knows.
Get Desmond on the line because Desmond knows.
Yeah, Desmond Clark. I love that you did for me, the show, the sports show. Actually, Scott D. Sherry wrote that. And
that's a lot of names.
I know, there's a lot here. But so Buzz is in the house from Love and Money.
Woo, great for me.
D is in the house from Love and Money. Jerry's out. He's still sleeping. He's not here.
We miss you, Jerry. We miss you, buddy.
We miss you, Jerry. They are, you guys are amazing. I've seen these guys perform. You're at Potter's, you're at Base Camp, you're all over Chicagoland, and I've been to about a zillion shows of yours, and you've got some St. Paddy's Day shows coming up.
You sang with us.
I think I sang with you once, did I? Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. It was fun. You guys are so much fun.
Yeah.
And you know,
gotta
when
have
you
fun.
A lot of times you go to these bands, they do cover songs. They don't sound anything like it.
No.
You guys have your own songs, and you've got cover songs, and they both are fantastic. It's a good time.
It's a blast.
You guys are a good time.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want to plug your shows coming up before I plug my sponsors? And I want to talk about this Buffalo LaRue.
Sure, sure. This Saturday, we're at Base Camp. It used to be the Lodge, and prior to that, it was Four Lakes Pub in Lyle. We'll be there Saturday night, the 7th. And then doing kind of a early St. Paddy's Day party on Friday the 13th at Potter's in downtown Naperville.
Base Camp and Potter's are just awesome.
They
great
are.
Food.
Yeah.
They have well,
speaking of
drinks.
Food, let me tell you, speaking of food, I got to plug one
people.
Of my sponsors who has really good food. Bricconi's.
That's it for the sponsors.
Bricconi's in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. I don't know if they're going to have corned beef and cabbage on the buffet this week, but, you know, in honor of St. Paddy's Day, this is kind of like a St. Paddy's Day show. We had Elizabeth Belcaster from the Northwest Side Irish, and now we've got Love and Money. We've got this funny
top of the
Irish tune. Irish, what do they call it? Jingle, jig. They're jigging right now.
They say jingle in the biz, I think.
So, but you know, you could go get some Irish or some Italian food at Bocconi's, and maybe they'll have some corned beef and cabbage on the buffet over there.
Oh.
They have locations in both North and South Naperville. Sullivan Steakhouse, they offer guests a unique steakhouse experience. Pretty unique over there.
Don't they have the Dolly Martini? The Dolly Teeny?
Two bucks.
I love that.
Have you ever had one?
No, I have to. It's blue, I think.
Yes.
Yes. Hooray for me.
You are amazing how you remember these
Dolly,
things.
Everybody
you can
go
get one
Dolly
over
Teeny.
There. Naper Settlement, another great sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GET-LIMO.com. And Dan Pope, Family Dental, another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Divine Beauty Lux Spa, another great sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. I'm going through these really fast. So give Love and Money some more time. And finally, NapervilleAlarm.com. They are pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Call them up. Tell them Dolly sent you. Say hi to my friend Mike Kennedy over there. Good Irishman over there
at
NapervilleAlarm.com. And he puts together a great alarm system. I got it in my house.
All right.
I hear bells every time I open the door.
Bing bong.
Angels getting their wings. Okay, Love and Money's in the house. So, you know, you guys have been performing and then
we got no room for pixies like you.
You guys put you guys are a good time. Do you guys do weddings a lot?
You
do
bet.
Weddings.
Yes.
What do you do?
Wedding. We play weddings.
Uh-huh.
We just played a wedding.
Yeah.
In December.
Yeah.
A Christmassy wedding.
And Scott D does
at,
all these things.
Danada. You say like Danada.
No, I know it. It's for real.
I know.
It's Dan and Ada.
I was wrong there as well.
I remember you got yelled
wrong
at.
Wrong is my way.
So talented. Check out Love
there's
and
the
Money.
Right way and there's my way.
LoveandMoney.com. Love and Money, the band.
LoveandMoneyBand.com.
Oopsie.
Yes, that's right.
LoveandMoneyBand.com. Yeah. So is it really all about love and money? Is that what it boils
down
to?
No, you know, that was the name. Jerry had that name. It's a great name, and we kept it. Except for on Halloween.
Where did you come up with the name?
Jerry is G Love, and D is D Money.
Yeah.
And I'm Buzz and, I guess.
Buzz plays the
yeah,
drums.
I do about 75 different costumes, masks and wigs and things. Jerry always. I do. I have a bag.
I've never seen
and
a wig
they're all
on
my
you.
Kids. No, they're all my kids. I have like 75 little. I was Iron Man, and then I was like the little farmer guy, and then I put on a mustache, whatnot. You have to see it.
Everybody dances at your guys' concerts too.
They do, and that's on purpose. We have all killer, no filler.
Lots of energy.
Yeah.
We rarely take breaks.
If we see somebody not dancing, we can switch on a dime, and they are dancing to
they
the next
are.
Song.
Everybody dances to loveandmoneyband.com.
And why not? Why not have some fun?
You guys always have a
they
great
dance
time.
To the website. They're dancing. They put on the website. They start dancing.
You wanna,
they can't help it.
You know what? They play a lot of cards. You know what? I'll play your Love and Money 10 here. You got a few minutes to play this one?
Yeah, this would be without Jerry. So we're doing kind of an acoustic, live acoustic thing. With,
Jerry, wake up.
D worked very hard on this.
All right, we're going to play this. This is a batch of Love and Money, a little compilation CD.
Ten tunes in 10 minutes.
Yeah,
ten
we're about to play
minutes.
It live.
Here we
all right,
go.
Here we go. Loveandmoneyband.com. Check them out.
Okay, all set. Okay, all set. A one, two, a one, three.
Ah, yeah, here we go.
Here we go. Sure, I can find my way. Now that I'm on my own, I saw you just the other day. In my, how you have grown. Catch my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm going to say my thank you.
John. Happy ever after in the marketplace.
Playing there, Love and Money, the band. They're here in the studio. Glad to have you guys here. Okay, we were going to play that for 10 minutes, but you know what? As always, I'm always running out of time here.
That's good.
Love and Money. Sure. You know, I want to tell you guys publicly, thank you so much. They came out when it was Dolly McCarthy Day, almost a year ago today, and you guys sang. We did a charity event. You came out. You supported the charity. You wrote
No charge.
You wrote a song. I know.
Dolly Day.
But they don't do no charge for everybody.
No.
Don't be thinking that.
No, you got to be some kind of special kind of care.
Well, it was for a charity. But,
yeah.
You know, and I adore you guys, and I begged you. I begged you. I got on my knees.
We got to hang with my buddy, the mayor. Mayor.
Yeah.
Cradle.
But you guys do corporate parties. You do weddings. You do parties at parties. I say parties because you guys really are a party. You're
some
a base private, camp.
Yeah.
You're
played
Potters.
The Vertigo Lounge, the top of the floor, Vertigo Lounge.
Yeah, that was actually a corporate party. We're on a cruise down there. Yeah,
Navy Pier.
Yeah, we
I think
do
next
some
year
private
you should
events.
Come out to the Northwest Side, too.
Sure, we should.
There. At the after party there.
On the parade?
In the
Can we
parade,
play
too.
In the parade?
Yeah. Play some Busty LaRue. What is this about this Busty gal?
It's a long story.
All right,
Busty. It's some, she got busted somewhere or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You live each day like it will be your last and you'll take no regrets on with you.
You should put that in the song.
It is.
May LaRue rise to meet
Very
you.
Good.
As soon as if you could look beyond or look. Never mind. I'm not even going to go there. Something with the Busty thing.
We're set.
So anyway, I wanted to have these guys.
Oh, I can do an hour.
Thank you
on
guys
Busty,
for all the, especially Dee, you know, coming up with this fun stuff on the show, the Dolly McCarthy show.
Oh, jingles and stuff.
You
He's
make
fun.
It much more interesting than what it really is.
It's
on my
fun.
Show anyway. But Buzz is here. Buzz does lessons. You're a teacher.
Yes, I am. I have.
You're good with the kids.
Yes. I have students from 8-year-old all the way to 55 years old.
You teach them drums.
My youngest students win all their talent shows, and my oldest student, his band backed up REO Speed.
Yeah.
3,000 people at Naperville Rib Fest. So I must be doing something.
What's the best thing about being a fan? Because you guys have full time jobs, you have families.
Well, hanging with and Jerry.
They sure are.
And. In the music business, honestly, in the music business, I mean, you could be very talented and still be treated poorly, and to be treated with respect and play with people who are highly qualified. I haven't found any, but Dee's close to that.
It's a good chemistry. We gel well together.
No, they're great guys.
And you guys, when you guys are hanging out and rocking out, when I look at you guys, I'm dancing out here, sweating in the summertime, dancing. Everyone's sweating out there, but they're just out there and having a great time. Who cares how we look? We're having a great time. You guys are laughing and looking at each other. You guys are really best friends. That's really different and unique.
Besties.
Besties.
You know, we take selfies.
It's tradition for me to go out in the crowd.
Yes.
Especially when Buzz is doing good time.
Yeah, when I do some hip-hop, hibbity-da-hibbity.
And Jerry's always barefoot running out there. He's just crazy.
Yeah,
Jerry, get out of bed. You should have been here. We missed you.
Sexy.
Well, I love you guys. I really enjoyed your music through the years, and thank you, Dee, for all the music and
entertainment many more to come.
You provide on the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I got your back.
And I got you, babe.
You can call me or go to my website for drum lessons.
Do some plugging. Here we go. We have like a minute left.
630-363-8938. Give me a call. 630-363-8938.
8-6-7-5-3-0.
And I do as well. The majority of my lessons are in home at no extra charge. We decide on the rate when we talk, but I come to you at no extra charge to your house.
That's really nice.
In a snowstorm to give your kid a drum lesson.
That's really nice. And if you're late, if you're like Domino Pizza, if you're late, then it's free, huh?
If I get there late, I'm just giving you another lesson later.
I love it. Well, I love you guys. Thank you for coming in. Dee, what do you want to say? Final word.
And if you're interested in jingles or voiceover work, please pull up newdaysolutions.net. You can check it out there.
I'm also a DJ as well. I DJ corporate and wedding, corporate events and weddings.
These guys
Same
are
number.
Fantastic. I endorse you guys 100%.
All right.
And they're
Buzz
not paying me a dime.
D's.
Nothing. There's no charge.
Duly.
No charge today.
Freeservers.com.
Just bring me a donut.
It's a love fest.
I love donuts. I'm like, I'm
90%. Happy St. Patty's Day,
guys. I am 90% donut. I think in my bloodline.
Yeah. Happy St. Patty's Day. Thanks for Busty LaRue. We'll
happy
just play
Patty's
that
Day.
Next weekend.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Top of the morning.
I got to wrap up the show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And, you know, we always end the show on a good note.
Love you, Dolly.
What do I say? Be good to each other. Stay positive. Be good, everybody. Please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and love, like loveandmoneyband.com. Go to their Facebook page. Like them. Love them. Give them some love. Okay? And I'll see you all next week. Have a good one, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I said hello, Dolly. I said hello,
Dolly. What's up, girl?
Yeah.
She's bringing the news.
I said hello,
Dolly. Dolly looking swell. Dolly, so nice
Dolly.
To have you back where you belong.
I said
Dolly.
Hello.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. The sugar is fine. I feel nice. The sugar is fine. So nice. So nice. I got you.